from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, my God.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchell.
And together, they're Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Why would he do that early?
I've noticed that they're using drops in the middle of the what's called our open.
Yeah, yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. The missus is better.
Sweet. Good to hear.
The only thing I hated about being a husband and being there for yesterday was I was off on a Thursday. They killed me pretty much in the YouTube chat.
No, we're not sure.
Oh, yeah! That worked. Yeah! You didn't get anything. Not a lot of people. I missed you guys, but you guys held it down, huh?
Yeah, we had fun. Evan and I had fun the last couple days.
Rest in peace, Jerry West, man.
Yeah.
I heard your interview with Myers. That was spectacular.
Yeah. You know what? That's where I'll start this story. Yeah. Here's where I'm going to start this story, with Bob Myers.
You guys did a great job.
But this is about Bob Myers. So, obviously, Bob Myers knew Jerry West extremely well. So, Sam Lubman, the producer of the Morning Roast,
Sammy the Bull,
he texted Bob Myers early on Wednesday. Wednesday was the day Jerry passed. Yeah, so Sam texted Bob Myers,
all right,
former president and general manager of the Warriors, and said, we'd love to have you on to talk about Jerry West with Bonte and Shasky.
Yeah.
And Bob either didn't get back or he said, I got all kinds of responsibilities.
Because it was a game day.
Well, and it was also ESPN wanted him for everything in the morning. So he couldn't do the morning show. So he texts me and says, hey, Sam, uses Sam by name, the producer. Hey,
that's
Sam.
How Bob does.
Hey, Sam texted me earlier this morning about coming on, but I was too busy with the ESPN stuff. Do you guys need me to come on?
That's the man. That's who he is.
Who does that? Meanwhile, there's a couple other people I text, and they're like, yeah, can't do it, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, meetings.
You want to drop any names?
Nope.
All right.
I don't want to drop any names.
Right.
But just Like, that's the little stuff about Bob Myers.
He followed up with me. I got to do my story.
All right.
Goo, what 24 do you play out? This is last week after he said he'd get me Giant tickets, but I got in the Yankee series. You were gone. Steiny, he followed up like, let's hammer down a spot. I'll pull up. And I'm like, Bob, you class personified, buddy. And he's putting his foot on Stephen A's neck.
What do you mean?
He's having fun on the set. Because Stephen A, I love him, Steiny, but.
But what?
He loves him some Stephen A, but hey, Bob has fun.
Hey, yeah. Don't ever forget, Stephen A's a friend of the program.
Yeah, you better be careful.
He loves us. He loves us here. So here's what we got today. We got, obviously, Trevor Lawrence's contract and what it may or may not do with what the Niners are going to do with Brock Purdy. That's obviously going to be a big part of today. We'll talk a little NBA Finals. We're also going to get into Klay Thompson. You texted me something very interesting.
Man.
We may have a new segment starting today. Tales of Crime in the City.
Oh, boy.
My day got off to the quintessential Oakland start today, if you will.
It was scary, man. To where I text you and Evan, I say, call me if you need to talk.
Yeah.
It was that real.
Yeah.
In the field.
Yeah. You know, I'd tell it at 10:30. Right. Just, what are we doing?
And we might have Fabby Davis before the show's over.
Oh, sweet.
If he ain't too busy.
Sweet.
We faked on him last week. I messed up. I dropped the ball.
What happened?
You were gone. We supposed to have him on.
About, what was he going to talk about?
Just Oakland. The town.
Well, it's a good day to bring him on because...
Next question.
Oh, you can bring it up to him. He'll tell you. Yeah.
You know, I love this place out here, man. I love the Bay Area. I love it. I love San Francisco. I love Oakland. It's, man.
Crime is a business. Theft is a business now. Steiny, I'm learning that people are doing theft in the Bay aren't even from here.
Yeah, I've like heard that's
that too. I'm for real. And these side shows, too, everybody ain't from here like it used to be.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there. But you're here and you're looking good, man.
You know what? We'll talk. We got all day to talk about Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. $200 million.
So here it is. All right, you ready?
Yeah, man.
And I don't know if this guy. So our alarm goes off at 5:45.
What morning. Alarm?
My bed alarm.
Okay.
Susan and I were going to go for a walk. Of course, I wanted to sleep in a little more, and so we ended up not going for a walk. So it's 6:05 early. In the morning.
Yep.
I live in Oakland, and 6:05, and a car alarm goes off. Not like that. Is it breaking news, or is it somebody breaking into my car again?
TBD.
So anyway... car alarm goes off. I have my keys by the bed, and I click, and it's not my car. You know, it's not my car.
Okay, everything's good.
But it goes on for another 10 seconds. Susan goes to the front window on the second floor, and I hear her say, "Hey, get out of that car!
Oh.
Get out of that car!" But the alarm's going off. So I then start to get up.
Yeah.
And she starts to go downstairs. So... here's what I want you to picture. Two cars are parked on a street on the right-hand side, one in back of the other, but they're separated by a driveway.
Gotcha.
Okay, so it's parked car, driveway, parked car. So I get up and I put on some gym shorts and she goes down to the front porch and there were two people, a man and a woman.
Wow.
The woman was in the back seat of our car. It's like the station wagon SUV. It's like an old Lexus. It's my daughter's car now, and it's beat up. It's got like 100,000 miles, whatever. And so the woman hears Susan and gets out of the car, our car, and jumps into the back seat of this van. Black van.
Okay.
Where there was a driver, a male driver. And so as she gets out of the car, she's either rifling through some, I don't know what she was doing, right? She jumps into the car, and they attempt to get out
so
of there.
So they're done. They're bye-bye.
Correct. Except,
what?
She must have done something with the car they wanted to steal or break into. She must have put it in neutral. So our car drifts back and pinches this car with these two people in it.
Come on, Steiny.
And they're trying to get away. And so now I go downstairs and I hear the screeching of tires. It's screeching, it's screeching. I go downstairs, I go out to the front, and Susan and I are literally 6 yards away from the car. I'm looking at this guy.
Making the noise. Correct. And smoke.
He cannot get out.
Oh,
like,
my
he's
goodness.
Trying to make a getaway. And I'm thinking, what do I do? Like, I thought about just run back in and get a golf club or something. Yeah. I don't know what I'd do with it. And then I thought, well, just stand in front of the car. He might run you up. Well, he might have a gun. I don't know. And we just looked at this guy and he had a screwdriver in his hand.
Oh, they was trying to take it.
And so he just... He couldn't get out. He's panicking. He's flooring it.
And you're just watching this.
I'm watching him from the street. We're not even in the house. We're there, which might have been stupid, but I don't know. You do what you do in those situations. But he can't get out because the car keeps pinching, and anyway.
I'm hearing the noise, and I'm not even there. I can hear. He's burning rubber.
And I didn't know what to do. And eventually, I just, like, standing there, like, what? Like, I'm like, what are you doing? Eventually, he unwedged the car and just sped off. And I'm like, okay, I'll get his license plate. And I'm getting ready to go. Okay, 8LQVC. I'm not going to say license plate. It's a personalized license plate. It was like the easiest.
Oh, it was stolen then.
Yeah, I'm sure they were already.
That's a damn shame.
Oh my God,
Stani, you got
by the end of it. You know, both of my kids were out there, and like, what's happening?
Did neighbors come out?
Yes, our neighbor's car got messed up too because both the cars that pinched his car.
I'm being so real with you, partner. At least you guys are safe.
I know, like
that is you. That is an anomaly. Like you even being out that close. Yeah. And so is the car messed up?
Oh, the car's. Oh, yeah, wow. Car's a mess.
Oh, good.
Both cars were kind of a mess.
And whoever
the guy was. No, I didn't leave my wife go out onto the street. She started going down. I got out of my bed. I only had boxer shorts on.
Hey.
And I'm thinking, so what? Just go down there in boxer shorts. And I was like, I can't go down there in boxers. So I fished around for some gym shorts. It took me about 15 minutes. So she was down the street like 10 seconds.
Could you imagine if that dude said, is that Steiny? That's like, oh, boy.
He didn't look like he listened to sports talk
right.
Radio.
I got you.
I don't know how I can make that judgment.
That's a hell of a morning, man. I'm serious. Glad you guys are safe. Yeah. Car can be fixed.
How about this one? The boss is probably like, what's going on here? But get this. So, yeah. How about yesterday, I go out with Evan.
Yeah.
We have one. No biggie. 3:30. You know, for those of you that don't know, you know, I got the carpool stick. You know, I carpool. So
me
sometimes,
too. Yeah.
Sometimes I wait till 3:30 to leave, so they get carpool. 3:30, now I'm going Embarcadero, because you can get up the carpool lane then. And I get to the carpool lane,
and
it's backed up, which is unusual, because it's usually not backed up. But I'm like, oh, boy, what's going on? Okay. Well, anyway, you know, I still got up there in 10 minutes. And as I get up there, I see there's about 9 police cars. And clearly, they're picking people off who are driving alone without a sticker. I'm on the phone with my daughter. I'm on the speaker phone.
Okay, I was about
my daughter in D.C. And I'm feeling good, you know, because I got my Volkswagen ID4. Hey, this bothers some other people.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm driving slow into the carpool lane and getting ready to get on the Bay Bridge.
This is my nightmare.
And there's some cops milling around. A cop looks in my car and he goes, pull over.
Oh, the old pull over.
And I'm like, Josie, I got it. Joe, I'll call you right back. I'm getting pulled over by. So I pull over and I'm like a little puzzled. And I say, and he says, you know, why I pulled you over. And I'm like, no. He goes, you're in a high occupancy vehicle lane and you're a solo driver. And I said, but I have a sticker. And he goes, oh, yeah, you do. Oh, boy. I didn't even
Next
see
question.
It. I didn't even look. Oh, that's my fault. I said, well, is it expired? He said, no, I just didn't see it. There's 4 stickers on the car. You're pulling people over. Anyway.
My fault.
That's what he said. He said, my fault. But he didn't get me a Truly. All right.
Wow, man.
Trevor Lawrence got a big contract. Yeah.
200. Steiny, we're glad you're okay.
Thank
somebody
you,
said, somebody shut Mr. Johnson up and let Steiny finish the story. I did.
You didn't interrupt at all.
I thought I was great. But
yeah, you've been wonderful the last two.
Steiny, I got to read this because it's not true. 650. So Steiny let his wife go out in danger while he got dressed. I'm just reading.
I mean, I'll take, that's a funny, I'll laugh now, but like had something happen, I would have never been able to forgive myself. So anyway.
Glad you're okay.
Thank you, buddy. All right.
What is going on here?
Thank you, Bob.
We need to get him on for the draft.
Well, the Warriors don't have a pick till the second round.
Yeah.
52, I think. Go ahead, Bronny James.
Please.
Bronny James.
Oh, no. He'll be a Laker.
He says Lexus are easy to steal from what I hear. I guess. I mean, it was a phrase when I was growing up. Hot wire a car. Do you, people's
yeah, hot wire. You use a screwdriver to start.
Well, he had a screwdriver in his hand.
I bet.
So, anyway.
They didn't get it.
All right. Trevor Lawrence, 5 years, $275 million, $200 million guaranteed. He now is the sixth quarterback making 50 plus million per year. It's Burrow, Goff, Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, and now Trevor Lawrence. This affects Brock Purdy, right? I mean, this affects Brock Purdy.
Or does it put more pressure on him?
Well, I mean, let me just ask, let me start here. When you heard about all this, what was your first thought? Hey, Trevor Lawrence just signed one of the biggest contracts. He's now among the highest paid quarterbacks in the league.
I'm going real.
Tied for number one.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Okay.
And the game right now is the boom in the wide receiver market, and in this instance, the quarterback market. There is no way on any earth that Trevor Lawrence is worth this amount of money, but I sound like a hater. His employer gave that to him. So now I think about Brock Purdy, Steiny, and all of a sudden, have you noticed Chris Sims, CBS Sports wrote an article I sent to you. You know, talking about Brock Purdy's going to regress, but I remember Jed York a few months back said they're ready for their quarterback, Brock Purdy, to reset the market. And I just think about the Niners offense as a whole, this last playoff run. I think about the Green Bay game. Let's just say had Savage, the defender for the Packers, held on to that ball, which would have been a pick six. What if that, and it's not about if, but I just can't get over those thoughts, Steiny. What if that was our lasting impression of Brock Purdy? Would it be imminent to say he's going to get a contract like this? So I think what you said months ago about the arrogance of Kyle and how he's finicky, and we don't really know just how in love with Brock he is. We know he's in love, but now we're talking about this type of investment into a guy, mind you, that's taking your team to a Super Bowl, an NFC Championship game, which he got hurt in. So I guess I need to quit comparing and contrasting these quarterbacks and say to the Niners brass, does Brock get the job done for you at the quarterback position? And right now, it looks like the answer is yes. So why wouldn't he get this type of contract?
Well, first of all, you brought something up and
I
said, what if they had lost to the Packers?
Oh, Steiny, it was there.
Right, but he would still have a year to make up for it. You know what I mean?
No doubt about it.
If he bounces back this year, let's say they'd lost in the first round and everybody's disappointed. Now they come out this upcoming year and go, 12-5 and get to the NFC Championship again and maybe he wouldn't be in a nearly as advantageous of a position as he is right now, but I don't think all would be lost. It would just really depend on this upcoming year. I mean, my first thought was, how does this impact Ayuk? And I get it, Ayuk's a receiver, but if you keep seeing the price tag for Brock Purdy go up and up and up,
oh man,
at some point, and if you know, let's take it one of two ways. The 49ers either know they're going to have to pay Purdy or they're going to not pay Purdy. But let's say they're going to pay Purdy. The going rate, and they'll try to do the best deal they can, but it's still going to be way more than anybody ever thought a couple years ago. Don't you have to start making decisions with other players on the team? Maybe not. I mean, you've got to start budgeting.
And I think we might be seeing that manifest right now with the slowness. And I know people keep going to the calendar and the months in regard to where the other big boys, Debo and Bosa, got signed. That was a couple months, you know, down the road. But Steiny, what if that's happening right now?
I don't know. It might be. It might not be.
And how much is Purdy worth? And again, is the biggest piece to that puzzle going to be this next season?
It has to be, you would think.
So what if he were, and I'm not being negative, what if he were average or regressed? They still make the playoffs, but, you know, it.
Then maybe you get him for what, 43?
Right, okay.
I don't know. But what if they win the Super Bowl? You got to pay him 60?
Yeah, no, you give him the blank. You play that York sound of, we're ready for him to reset the market.
I mean,
Steiny, $200 million guaranteed.
For a guy that,
let me give you his record, and okay. I know it's a team record. He's 20-30, Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
58 touchdowns to 39 interceptions. Has one of the greatest comebacks in the playoff game against the Chargers. But other than that, he's the only one in that draft class that's kind of done anything. But I don't look at him as Joe Burrow. But at the end of the day, it ain't about that. I sound like a hater.
No,
what's
the
going rate?
See, I don't think you sound like a hater. I think this is one of those, I can't believe I'll say it, but it is what it is. If Trevor Lawrence is making what he's making, you know, Brock Purdy's going to make money.
He's smiling obviously. Right now. You got to think.
I would think so.
Yeah.
So I got a couple questions for 49er fans at 888-957-9570. When you saw the Trevor Lawrence contract, and you're a San Francisco 49er fan, what kind of connection did you make? What were your thoughts outside of, oh, that's a lot of money for Trevor Lawrence? And here's the other one. I'll just read this from the Xfinity mobile text line for the 415. Trevor Lawrence isn't worth the money.
Okay. Who cares?
Maybe not.
His team thinks he is.
And now he is. Now he makes $50 million average a year. $50 million Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I'll just, Is Trevor Lawrence better than Brock Purdy, or is Brock Purdy better than Trevor Lawrence? I'm going to say, I don't know.
What
do you think?
All right, DNA, genetically?
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence is better.
Okay.
On the field, Brock Purdy's is better.
Would Trevor
in
Lawrence?
In big moments. I believe that. Now, yeah, would who the 40, would I take?
Let me ask you this. Okay. If the 40, just height, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
If you put Trevor Lawrence in the Niner offense,
yes.
the show would go on, and they might even win a Super Bowl.
Are they better off, the same, or maybe a little worse?
I think they're better off because he could do more physically.
Okay. So, all right. But it seems like he's in the ballpark of Trevor Lawrence, right? And he's had more team success.
No doubt.
And individually, Purdy's numbers are much better than...
There's nothing we could say to say right now on this day. And what's the street vernacular, Steiny? Yesterday's price ain't today's price.
Sure,
this helped Brock. And it probably might be the end of Ayuk. And what I don't get about this whole Rubik's Cube about the 49ers' finances, Steiny, is I thought this was going to happen after Brandon Ayuk got his money. There was going to be no hassle. And then next year was going to be, hey, we got to trade Debo. We got to do this or that to free up some bread. But it seems like today on this non-payday Friday that the budget, shout out the rental, it's already happening. And this doesn't help. It can't.
We came into the season, or off-season, thinking Ayuk was the big...
Slam dunk.
Well, yeah. Or just the biggest thing. And what have we heard? McCaffrey actually got his deal done. Now we hear rumors that Trent Williams may want his deal redone. Purdy's sitting there, and if he has a year like last year, he's getting 50, right?
Yeah.
And I guess
he might get more than that.
He might. He might.
And you're right. What
are
if they did win a Super Bowl?
Are you paying him 50? I mean, here's the way I look at it. Steiny, would you pay him 50? And be like, geez, I don't, that's a lot. I guess if you have to, but that's not a great reason to do it.
Well,
you know
what
I mean?
If he took you in his first year to an NFC Championship game, followed that up after wrecking his elbow with the Super Bowl, and let's just say they get back to the Super Bowl. Steiny, my question to you
know.
And the listeners would be, and Evan,
no.
What more are you looking for, bud?
You're right.
He's got an A-plus right now in regard to winning the team success. Or are you right when you said months ago, I'm being redundant, but it stuck with me, Does Kyle have like a threshold to where it's like, hey,
exactly,
Brock, I know you're good, but I could go make Evan Giddings, I can go find somebody for way cheaper and get us to where we've gotten to.
I don't know.
It's incredible. Well, that,
and
it's
I think that's what makes this so interesting is all these questions you're saying, what do you think? What do you think? I don't know. Is somebody out there, does somebody out there really think they know exactly how Kyle Shanahan feels about Purdy? How can you?
Can I take a crack at it?
Sure.
I thought as Betsy, the guy that has matching tattoos, Chris Sims, who I thought was an advocate, and everything that came out of Chris Sims' mouth, I thought Kyle fed it to him. That's just me.
But how now can you not think that?
He's on the other side of the street saying, hey, your boy could have thrown blah, blah. Like, it ain't all pro Brock, and I know it's not jealousy. I'm wondering if Kyle is kind of, hey, man, this thing's out of control. We can't give this kid that.
This is
crazy.
We're absolutely going to play the Chris Sims sound on the other side. And there, you can, I'm sorry, but when I hear Chris Sims talk, I cannot disconnect his relationship with Kyle Shanahan.
At all.
They're tight. It's almost like, Adrian Wojnarowski has a relationship with the Hurley family.
I didn't like that. I've been in the hospital.
Well, we can talk about that later, too.
He hooked him up. Go ahead. I'm interrupting.
But my point is that we're just average people, but we know that Woj is a great reporter, but he's Hurley's guy. I mean, it is. He is. And Chris Sims is Kyle's guy. 650 says Chris Sims is trying to keep the price low.
Man.
I mean, I don't know what Chris Sims is trying to do. I don't know if he's speaking for Kyle. I don't know if he's advocating for I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he's just being truthful. But the 49ers at some point are going to have to make a decision on Brock Purdy. And it just feels like a few months ago, you got to pay Purdy what you got to pay him. I mean, you just got to pay him. Market rate. He's going to reset the market. But this market's getting crazy. And
yes, man. And rich.
And he's a good quarterback. He's really good. Is he a top five?
He's playing. From a team perspective, he's top five, Stein.
Are you pay? If
Lamar, Dak, all those guys you mentioned a few minutes ago haven't did diddly squat compared to Brock Purdy's team success.
But isn't there something about when you have Lamar Jackson, okay, you're guaranteed a certain level of success because he's that great of a quarterback?
Well, if you use that with Brock, it's short sample size. That's greater than Lamar because he's been to a Super Bowl and NFC championship. Like, what more?
Well, because Purdy's got more weapons than, Lamar Jackson is the weapon. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, you saw what Trevor Lawrence got paid.
Woof.
How's that making you feel about your quarterback, Brock Purdy? I mean,
this is great.
Brock Purdy's poised to get the biggest raise in NFL history, you would think.
What about sports history?
Yeah, Chris Sims, we'll get to his sound. Very interesting. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer today.
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Guru back in the house. I'm here. I thought it was a payday up until listening to Bonte and Shasky, and Bonte goes, yeah, it's a non-payday Friday. God.
Rich people problems.
Anybody out there getting paid by the week anymore? Does anybody get that? Remember, they used to have those once in a while. Every week you'd get that.
That didn't help me. I was one of them dudes. I needed to build up.
Yeah, it didn't really help me either.
I was a little tardy. Evan got a little. I was out there talking.
That's all right. Bonte and Shasky are late all the time coming back.
Well, snitches get stitches.
I can hold it down for 20 to 30 seconds without you.
Yeah, my back.
Any more than that.
I get antsy.
Yeah.
I got you.
But I text your boy, our boy.
Oh.
Who?
Sal Castaneda.
Oh, how come?
So I got a friend from the Yoon, went to Logan, class of 1995.
Okay.
Rapper, Camouflage Jack. He just released the album, and he's got a verse about Sal Castaneda. He said,
he does?
I played it for you. So I text Sal.
I'm trying to.
A big boy when you make a verse.
But keeping the radio's theater of the mind. What I was going to say was, I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll play it at some point.
Yeah, it's a new album.
All you do is hold the phone up to the microphone. I'm sure people could hear it if you wanted. We can do that at some point. Yeah. You know, not right
you
now.
You got something like go viral. Too.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Trevor Lawrence is really rich, $50 million a year. And what does that do for Brock Purdy? He's not due for an extension until next year at the earliest, but nevertheless, we got six quarterbacks making over $50 million annually.
Damn, Stoney.
And Chris Sims is a buddy of Kyle Shanahan's. We all know that. And he was talking about the quarterback situation, et cetera. This sounds pretty interesting, and I'm going to throw one piece of sound out there and then maybe start grabbing a call or two. But how about...
Give it to us.
He talks a lot about Jordan Love. Let's go to how did Brock Purdy play against the Green Bay Packers? Chris Sims.
He's damn good, but there's some things still, you know. If you went back... Okay, Jordan Love had the two interceptions at the end of the game. Jordan Love in that game played better than Brock Purdy. I mean, Brock Purdy should have thrown seven interceptions in that game. He got lucky that night. We'd all be talking differently if this Green Bay could catch. I mean, it was not a good night, let alone, right, that game. There's other games, too.
All right, that's where we're going to start.
And go ahead.
It's hard for me to imagine Chris Sims saying that without thinking about Kyle Shanahan telling Chris Sims, yeah, he wasn't very good. We got lucky against the Packers. We Brock got a lot of breaks. How do you say that if you're Chris Sims? We know you have a relationship with Shanahan. Don't we have to assume Shanahan thinks a little bit like that?
There's
not
no
that
doubt.
He stinks or anything, but maybe as you pump the brakes a little bit.
And how about this? Also, I don't think Chris is worried about messing up his friendship with Kyle.
Doesn't sound like it.
It almost is like, do me a solid, man. But, you know, you make fun of me, Stoney, when I come in and say I watch the games again. And I watch that game a million times. And Chris is right. Now, seven, that's a little high. It didn't happen. He won the game. But I guess what I'm saying, Stoney, is when you bring up Brock Purdy's name, I always talk about the movie script, Mystery Relevant. It's always been positive. All of a sudden now, with the CBS sports, they did a little, we vote Brock Purdy to have the biggest regression this season. And you hear things like that. I'm not going to say jealousy, but I am shocked that all of a sudden – that's kind of not at the doorstep of Brock, but you're hearing people say, you know what? I'm not so sure.
I just think the money is so big, and it just it makes people think of it. How can you pay somebody $50 million, no matter who it is, without thinking, is he worth it? Trevor Lawrence just got what he got. Is he worth that? I mean, I'm seeing some texts on the Xfinity mobile text line that that's too much for Trevor Lawrence, but he got it. So where does that leave the 49ers and Brock Purdy, if anywhere? 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's start with Dennis. Dennis is in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis, how you doing, man? What do you got?
Good. How you doing, Steiny, Guru? Hey. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. Great show.
Thanks, man.
I think that Purdy will get just as much. And, you know, this national media, one guy starts hating on Purdy, then they all start doing
right.
it. They have not done their homework. A glaring statistic last year for Purdy was completions beyond 20 yards. He was almost 67%. The next guy in line to him was Mahomes at 37%. That's a glaring thing that they missed.
Right.
He reads defenses great. He's tough. He's a winner. He reads defenses great. He hangs in the pocket till the last minute. You know, when did we start using the coach as, you know, a quarterback, measuring the quarterback. I mean, you could say the same thing about Montana, that he had Rice and Taylor to throw to, and Bill Walsh schemed people open better than anybody in the history of the game. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you.
And so, yeah, so, I mean, the stuff on Purdy, the guy, you guys have Greg Cosell on, he studies film for a living.
Right.
He has nothing but great things to say about Purdy, you know? So, I mean, I'll take it something like from Greg Cosell. These national media people, you can have them. They don't do their homework.
Fair
you know
enough.
What I mean?
Yeah,
you
thanks, Dennis. Go ahead. I'm sorry. That was me.
Thanks, Steve. Bye.
Thanks, Dennis. That's my
That's
fault.
A hell of a stat, Stein. If he ain't no dink and dunker. And, you know, I'll just use this example. Norm's in Union City. You've been to the house. The neighbor sold their house. $1.2 million in the Union. The house is not worth, it's a nice house.
Right.
It's not worth $1.2 million, but it is.
Wait, what was her name again? It's the woman, right?
No, it's the man to the right. They're still there. Sue.
Oh, the woman's still there to the left.
To the left, yeah.
So this is the guy on the right.
But anyway, it's just like this quarterback market. We can sit up here and say diddly squat or diddly poo. There's no way in world Trevor Lawrence is worth that, but the market is telling you he is. So again, that's a stat for that ass right there, the one he said. And the next one was Mahomes at 37%. But I guess my question is, what type of year would Brock have to have in a bad way to erase the good he's done, and for the Niners to say that this year will supersede the two that you previously had? I'm looking at the chessboard like, I don't know. I don't think he's going to fall off like that.
Well, I don't either. I mean, the system, the 49ers, what does a bad year for Purdy even look like? He makes all the throws he's got to make.
Yep.
He doesn't force a lot, so it's not like he's going to throw one touchdown and three interceptions a game for seven games. They don't play like that. They run it a lot, so his turnover total is probably going to be down. He's smart.
I got you. I hear you.
He may be limited more than some other more athletic quarterbacks, but he can process. In other words, I don't know what a bad year looks for with him. Like 25 touchdowns and 12 interceptions? I don't know. But I don't think it's going to look like he's incompetent. Let me run this one by you. Our friend Lori in Phoenix. Chris Sims is that friend that thinks he knows more than he does. Kyle would never share that kind of information with Chris. He's pompous and misinformed.
Really? I love Lori. She had a picture on Twitter with her cat. I feel you, Lori, but do we really, really know?
That's the thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I'll say this. If I'm Kyle Shanahan and I kind of hitch my wagon to this guy from North Dakota State, which was just a flame out, and the blowback I got was embarrassing, It was such a big miss. Some people lose their job on it. And Mystery Relevant steps up from Iowa State, does what he does. Stoney, I got to believe all those sleepless nights I had when I still had Trey and I was trying to figure out a game plan for Trey and he still didn't look like he had the goods. How much of that has Purdy not been paid for when you talk about him just taking over the reins and getting you to the Super Bowl and having the success the year before? I'm like, that's got to mean, I mean, how much is that worth?
Well, let me put this out there, because you said he got him to the Super Bowl. I remember when we said that about Jimmy Garoppolo, a lot of people kind of took issue with, he didn't get him there. He was the quarterback and the team got there. I don't know how we judge Purdy. Listen, Purdy's really good on the Niners. He's really good with this team and these weapons right now. I don't think it's unfair to close your eyes and try to imagine what he's going to be like in a couple years with fewer weapons. That's a decision the 49ers are going to have to make. And again, it's not unfair to ask that question, because I guarantee you the Niners are asking themselves that question. But at some point, if you think the guy is the guy, it's clear you're going to have to pay him a lot of money, even if it's more than you want to or more than people think he should get paid.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. I want to know how you feel about this, Goo. What's up, Antonio? How you doing, man?
Oh, doing pretty good, man. You know, a lot of haters, a lot of Brock Purdy haters out there, man. But at the end of the day, man, I'm judging him on what I have seen, and he has been really great. I don't care about where he was drafted. I don't care how far he can throw. I don't care about his timeline numbers. He has performed at the highest level. P for Purdy and P for performance. Like, that's what we got to judge him on. And, yeah, he's way better than Trevor Lawrence. He got to be a top five quarterback, man, like I said. His record speaks for itself, and other quarterbacks have been up in here, and they have not done as well as him. So he passes the almighty eyeball test, y'all.
Hold on, Antonio. I'm gonna. You think Brock Purdy is a top five quarterback?
I sure do. He showed me. I don't care about if you put him on this team. Okay. What do you do? All I know is he's on this team. That's all I know.
Antonio, let me hit you with this one before we let you go. Why did the I'm just asking you a question. Why did the Niners' offense look pedestrian during the playoff run, including the Super Bowl?
You know, I think people just, they outplayed him, man. Like, you know, Brock Purdy kind of struggled a little bit at times. It happens. You know, every quarterback in history of football has struggled in playoff games, man. I mean, Tom Brady's the GOAT. He didn't even score a touchdown in the Super Bowl in the first quarter. I think in 9 out of 10 Super Bowls. I mean, it happens. Nobody's going to score 3 touchdowns every quarter. Never happens.
Appreciate it. Good stuff, eh? Good to hear from you again, too, by the way.
I'm not Chris Sims, Stoddy, but that's a question I ran by you, Evan, and Spadoni. And I'm not putting it at the doorstep of Brock Purdy, who, again, the Super Bowl was one of his better games during this playoff run. But for Chris Sims to kind of just stop and hone in on that Green Bay game, the what-ifs. But we've talked about it. The Right on the Table, brought to you by Atco. Where was that Niner offense during all three games? Like, I can't say I'm blaming Brock, but behind closed doors, is Kyle saying he missed? This didn't happen or what? I don't know, but it is a thought. And to hear Chris say that is kind of, and go public with it, it's kind of a head-scratcher.
415 on the Xfinity Mobile text line says, it is unfair. I can only assume you mean when I say it's fair to wonder what Brock Purdy's going to be 2 or 3 years down the line with a different team around him. That is absolutely fair. You think that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch haven't thought that way? Now, they may think that way and say, you know what? We're comfortable with it. Yeah. We're going to pay him. But the question's got to be asked. And you'd be delinquent if you wouldn't. You can't be in a front office. You cannot be in a 49er front office right now. You think they haven't at least talked about, you know, when we pay Purdy, the team's going to, around him, is going to probably change a little bit. Let's think about what that may look like. Of course they're asking themselves that question. Again, they may have determined already that we're not afraid of that, and he can elevate us and all that kind of stuff, but they got to ask that question.
No doubt, but what if I share this with you and I want your response, Donnie? Yeah. What if the trading, if it does happen on my scorecard, You're talking 24, 36 months. I'm not mad. You got to ask that question. What if they already know it? And if Brandon Ayuk is traded, they've given us that answer of, you know what, Goo and Steiny, I heard y'all 10-2, and it's a fair question down the road. Well, we're down the road now because we feel like we got the answers to that question, and that's why we feel like we're going to penny pinch with Brandon Ayuk, and Brock Purdy can still be excellent without the services of number 11.
I think if the 49ers – If Brandon Ayuk doesn't get extended this offseason, I don't know what happens. I don't know if he gets traded. I don't know if they just tell him to come in under his old deal. I don't know. But if Brandon Ayuk doesn't get a contract extension this year, doesn't that have to indicate they are going to pay Purdy?
That's all I'm saying.
I know. I would make that connection.
Blank checks, Donnie.
Yeah. What about 49er fans? Would that be an easy A to B for you guys if the next thing, if Brandon Ayuk doesn't come to terms with the Niners this year on an extension, wouldn't that mean that Purdy's the man?
Yeah, they're pretty confident.
I would meet you halfway there for sure. Let's go to Michael in Cortland. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing? Happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
So when I saw the Trevor Lawrence contract yesterday, I was in the camp of, yes, Brock Purdy's going to be getting paid his bag, especially after the year he had last year. But then when I looked at the numbers of Trevor Lawrence's deal, it kind of had me take a step back a little bit and walk back my thoughts of whether or not should we even pay Brock Purdy, because if we give him $55 million a year, $200 million guaranteed, then you can kiss a lot of players goodbye. To answer your question, what our team might look like when we pay Brock Purdy, if we do pay Brock Purdy, it's going to look like 2017 all over again, because we can't really afford to pay anybody, given that we just paid our quarterback $55 million a year. We're going to give our quarterback $55 million a year and give him $200 million guaranteed. We're going to have the guys of the ilk of the likes of Jerome Simpson at wide receiver, who we had, and the Kendrick Bournes and things like that, because we won't be able to afford anybody. And you have to ask yourself, do you want to remain in the playoffs every single year, or do you want to hope to make the playoffs every single year? Because we still have yet to find the answer on the opposite side of Nick Bosa, which who you could possibly kiss goodbye. Should we pay Brock Purdy this amount of money? Like, what I'm saying is, do you want a team around a young quarterback, or do you want to not have no team at all and a quarterback that's making $55 million a year?
Go ahead.
Thank you. And then Trent Williams is also going to not be here, and we have to find a replacement for him. And then Javon Hargrave, there goes our run defense, et cetera, et cetera. And like I said, we have yet to find that opposite. We have yet to find the answer on the opposite side of Nick Bosa. You know what I mean? That's my overall point. Like, do you want to have a team like we have now for the next 10 years, or do you want to have a quarterback and no team at all?
Appreciate the call. I understand exactly what you're saying, and. I'm not here to say they should do this or he's worth this or anything like that. But if you're going to tell me that the top five quarterbacks are getting 50 plus million, when I think of a top quarterback, I think of a guy who, because you have him on your roster, it ensures you a certain amount of success. Patrick Mahomes, even if it's Mahomes and he doesn't have a lot of good pieces around him, you know what? Chiefs are probably going to win 10 games. You would figure, because he's that good. All right, is Lamar Jackson like that? Regular season.
Baltimore feels that way, I believe.
I kind of feel
Joe
that
Burrow
way, too.
Too.
Okay, so now we get to Burrow. And all right, now we get to questions like, well, what about a guy like Rodgers? I know he's old. What about Justin Herbert? Is he that guy? And then you have to ask, all right, is Purdy one of those guys? And my answer is, I don't know. I don't know how good he is. I don't know if he can, you know, has he really elevated? I'm not saying he hasn't, but has he elevated the 49ers? I know he elevated them over Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, I get that.
It's tough, I think.
And that was a fan, and so much of me wants to say, from a fan perspective, Stoney and Evan, it's not your damn money. And why do we have GM of the year? Because you got a plan. You got to map out and see down the road and put things away for a rainy day. We talk about all this stuff that goes into a draft, developing a player, and then when that player pops, I always thought it was prestigious to be able to give a guy a contract, you know, like the top five that are paid. So I'm looking at it as, like, that guy that just called, he's all, I don't want to use scared, but he's sports scared about, oh my God, but isn't that what it's about? When the Warriors gave Curry all that money, that was symbolic of, dude, we got it right. You've done everything. You're a cornerstone. So I say all that to say, is if the Niners feel like, and they may already have that answer, Stoney, that Brock is one of those dudes, you pay that money.
Well,
you don't pull the plug and say, well, we need that, you know?
I do think there's a big difference, though, because in the NBA, the Warriors, for a while, could pay Curry and pay Clay and pay Durant, and they can pay everybody. I know it's not our money. What do we care? But every football fan knows that if the San Francisco 49ers pay Brock Purdy $50 million a year after he was making $1 million, that,
damn,
you're going to have to deal with other players. I mean, you just are. I get it. Lynch and Shanahan and Marate, they got all kinds of levers to pull and ways to finagle, but there's no way around that if Brock Purdy goes from $1 million to $50 million, that it's not going to have an impact on the rest of the roster, and to a significant degree. And
we could be watching that play out right now with Ayuk. But Stanley, I'll follow up with this. Right now, I mean, how tiresome must it be to first identify a quarterback in the college ranks, draft him, and then have him pop? I just find it hard. Joshua Dobbs, like, what do the Niners have in this early? Because we know it's his season. But I just don't see a scenario to where, as a head coach, I would want to go away for something that's been damn near perfect from a team standpoint, and that's been Brock Purdy since the inception.
I mean, the other wild card, and we know it because we've watched the Niners for 7 years, is
Kyle
Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan. He's, how would you categorize him with quarterbacks? You know what I mean? Like, I would say, yeah, Kyle's kind of fickle with his quarterbacks.
Well, I don't think he's had a top tier one yet. And some of that is his doing, because he identified Trey Lance. So has he really been fickle?
Well, how much of this
dealing with a nickel?
How much of this success is Purdy and how much is Shanahan? And I get it. Oh, we don't do that with any other. Well, but Shanahan is the greatest schemer in the NFL, well, that becomes part of the reason why Purdy's so great. And then how do you measure that?
Is it risky to think you could keep duplicating it? That would be my question to Kyle. If you know, in a year from now, they choose to go down that road, I don't think they would.
Well, I also think that might, depending on how you look at that, that may be a factor. And it's maybe Kyle Shanahan looks at Purdy and says to John Lynch, do you know how lucky we got? Do you know how lucky we got? If we had not drafted Brock Purdy, we might not be here.
No doubt.
So we got a bird in the hand right now. And okay, he might not be Mahomes, but I mean, he wins. So let's not mess with this. I don't care. If we got to overpay him. That could be their thought. But I also know Kyle Shanahan might be thinking, we can't pay him that much. He's good, but he's not that good. I don't know.
And that's why the last thing, the Chris Sims sound, is interesting.
Yeah, we'll get to
it. Could be right, but it is funny that he went public with that.
Yeah, we'll get to more Chris Sims on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Jim Bro Tom. I see Mac. We'll get to your calls on the other side. But if you're a 49er fan and you saw that Trevor Lawrence got what he got, and it's over $50 million annually, it is 200 guaranteed.
Jesus.
Out of 275, six quarterbacks now make more than $50 million. Can we just assume Brock Purdy will be a $50 million plus quarterback in about a year or so? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Alameda County Fair. Listen in today at 12:30, and you can win a four-pack to the Alameda County Fair. It's all presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. And we're also sponsored by Robert Half.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.